This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Texans Dolphins on Sunday. We'll dig into that. Got a lot of stuff to get to on the Hot Stove League. My name is... Is it the Hot Stove League or just the Hot Stove season that we're in right now? Whatever the case may be. I'm Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. Hi, Seth Payne. How are you?
Nobody's called it the Hot Stove League since roundabout... When did free agency get super weird? Was it 2019 or so?
When everybody was just sitting around looking at each other like, hey, is anybody going to sign me right now?
Yeah, and stove then COVID ain't all that happened. Hot. Yeah. And it's Hot Stove, it's used ironically more so than anything else now. It's not a... Especially when you put it up next to NFL free agency where
it's
just fast and furious.
Black Friday, man. Like everybody's running down the aisle trying to overspend on everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where, you know, Hot Stove League, it was said back when baseball was the only free agency in town. Then it probably felt like the Hot Stove League.
Yeah, a little bit.
To where now it's like listening to your grandma's music on a Victrola and she's like, "This is banging."
It's
I don't know about that, Grandma.
I love that. That was a few years ago. It is. I'd say it's up to cassette level now or like CDs maybe. Like Juan Soto did get signed, a few days.
Yeah, and that's
ago.
A big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But it's kind of like, okay, let's wait. Here we go. Hey, listen, we're in the social media world now.
Yeah.
You got 45 seconds to make your point on TikTok, okay? There's no hot stove here.
The Yankees didn't waste any time taking the $700 million they had allocated to Juan Soto that didn't get spent to go spend at least 200 of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Max Fried signs with the New York Yankees. Yet another Atlanta Brave saying, see you later. I'm taking the money. 8 years, $218 million for old Max Fried. Missed a lot last season with a forearm injury.
And he's one of those guys where you look at him and you say, well, look at his numbers. He's not on the leaderboard for a lot of this stuff because he's injured a lot. But when he's healthy, look at him. He's a crowd. Gerrit Cole, over the last 6 years, Gerrit Cole's the only guy that's got a lower ERA over the last 6 years than Fried.
Yeah.
But Fried's just been banged up, injured. He's getting older. And it feels like a more aggressive signing than just the sticker price.
Well, again, this is another signing that kind of screws the Astros a little bit. Same way we were talking about Soto yesterday. Soto gets 15 years, $765 million. And Kyle Tucker's not viewed on this equal as Soto. He's a little older, not quite as prolific a hitter. But he does do a lot of things better than Soto. But the dream of Astro fans, maybe the Astros will play in that 10-year, $300 million part. It ain't 300 over 10 anymore for Kyle Tucker. The boats are all rising, and the boat is rising for Kyle Tucker. And similarly, I mean, Framber Valdez is the same age as Max Fried, and he's been way more durable than Max Fried. And he's been, you go find all the categories for pitchers over the last, maybe not over the last 6 years like Fried, but over the last two or three years, Framber Valdez is at the top of a lot of those. And he's been, aside from a few little bad Framber outings dotting the game log here and there, he's by and large been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last couple of years. 8 years, $218 million is $27 million a year.
He's got...
this is the Framber market.
You know, Framber's still one of those guys. It's kind of like when a kid Like when a kid grows up and you still think of them as a kid and you don't realize, you know, you're still talking about your nephew who's 29 years old and doing quite well for himself, like the jackass kid that he was in high school.
Yeah.
That's how we are with Framber a little bit. There's still that part of us where I think we look at him like, yeah, but he's kind of erratic emotionally. Ah, but he's gotten all that under control.
Right.
And yeah, if he had been discovered younger and was like on the same trajectory he's on now with his career, but you reset the clock a few years, he'd be getting a mind-blowing contract.
Yeah, Framber didn't become a thing till the COVID year. You know, to where he became, you know, like a solid part of the rotation. Then he goes from solid part of the rotation to damn near an ace at times over the last few years. I mean, 2022, he had 25 straight quality starts.
Yeah.
Nobody's sniffing that anytime recently. So this is in the last 5 days, roughly. Whenever the Soto contract went down, the two guys that the Astros are really. I think the fan base is really struggling with what the team should do with these guys. You know, Tucker, they're reportedly getting phone calls on. Framber's in the same situation as Tucker. Framber's in the exact same situation as Tucker now. Final year of arbitration, probably going to make similar money. And now there are contracts out there that the big spenders are putting out there that are setting a bar that I don't think Jim Crane has any desire to play in. Like, I don't... Kyle Tucker's going to get a 10-year deal from somebody. That as long as his leg checks out, he's healthy, has a big year this year, you know, a usual Tucker year, he's going to get 10 years from somebody. 8 years, $218 million, man. And for a guy who's been less durable than Framber Valdez, like, that's the market now. And I think the Astros, Seth, they've got The seriousness of the conversations about what to do with Kyle Tucker and Framber Valdez have to have amped up in the last couple days.
Just by way of comparison, so over the last 5 years, Gerrit Cole has a 3.12 ERA.
Yeah.
Framber Valdez has a 3.12 ERA.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
It's... And over the actual the wins, now I know pitcher wins don't matter, but just by way of maybe the way the perception of him is in the league, in the last 5 years, Framber Valdez has the most wins of any pitcher in the league.
You know what I think that speaks to more than anything is the durability part of it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah, he's around.
You got to be on a good team to get that. But
available.
What are teams looking for? All those teams that are looking to go from 85 wins to 88 or 89 wins, that's the guy that, okay, yeah, we're a good team. You know, this is why the Cubs are actually, you know, up in Chicago, they're talking about potentially being in the Kyle Tucker trade business. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, a year ago, they weren't in that category where a few extra wins makes that big of a difference to you. But, boom, all of a sudden, there you are. And, okay, yeah. And likewise with Framber, because they've played on good teams and because they've produced in the playoffs, they have that extra shine to them when you're trying to get over the hump there. And I think, yes, a lot of teams will overpay for Framber Valdez.
Well,
I say overpay, but like more than you expect.
Well, team, if we're talking just talking about contracts, like there'll be another team out there that gives 8 years, $27 million a year to Framber Valdez. That team is out there. It's just not the Astros. And I think you bring up a good point about teams that are kind of hovering on the fringe, and this could be a guy that pushes them over the top. The Astros are on the fringe. They're just on the good side of the fringe. If they weren't in the AL West, they would be the deluxe version of one of those teams you're talking about right now. You know what I mean? They would be a team that's sitting, you know, chewing their nails over getting a wild card, 88 wins last year. And so that's what's so scary right now, I think, for Astro fans, Seth, is the Bregman thing is already looking very shaky, I think. You know, depending on how optimistic you are. The Bregman thing is, at best, we're talking a coin flip to keep Alex Bregman. And now you've got these two contracts that are illustrating a market for your next two most important urgency guys, I'll call it. You know, guys you feel like you need to get done. The Soto contract. Again, Tucker ain't getting Soto money, but he ain't getting what we thought he was going to be getting a month ago. He's going to get more. And then this Max Fried contract, man, that's just a grenade right in the middle of the Astros offseason plans, in my opinion. You know, that's the market for a 31-year-old, kind of banged up, but when he's healthy, really good left-hander. Guess what the Astros have? The same guy who's never banged up. You know, same age, same arm, you know. Throws with his left arm, you know, like all the whole thing.
Yeah, all these other, these comp, is there a single comp that's helped us this hot stove league season? I know the, like the Willie Adames contract doesn't help out the Alex Bregman scenario whatsoever.
Because
like, okay, Willie Adames is a little bit younger. He's about a year and a half younger than Alex Bregman. And he plays a more important position, but Bregman's a better defensive player. He's a better offensive player. And he's about the same age as Willie Adames.
He got way more postseason experience, too.
Than Bregman Adames. Does. Yeah. So, and Willie Adames gets basically the Kyle Tucker, or the Alex Bregman offer, but with one extra year.
Correct.
So, all right. Is that where we are right now? Can you even look? Is Bregman, are Bregman and Boris looking at the Willie Adames contract with the Giants as like, okay, that's our low bar. We got to get at least that.
Yeah.
And would the Astros be willing to stretch to that?
Yeah, it's a scary time. Chandler Rome I was trying to look at the mic thing on it. It said foul territory on it. So I'm guessing he was on a show or a podcast where he was a guest. Astros are a big topic at these winter meetings. I mean, Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman are massive topics at these winter meetings going on up in Dallas. Chandler Rome yesterday kind of made did an interview, it looked like, where he dropped this. He thinks something big is coming down.
A bold prediction is that Kyle Tucker is playing elsewhere in 2025 and that the Astros stun the baseball world and pull off a trade that I don't think anyone would have envisioned maybe before a month ago. But this is something that they have been considering. I've reported that general manager Dana Brown is open to moving either Tucker or Framber Valdez. You know, Joe Espada, he would play with the roster he's given, but it would bring back the sort of prospect haul that could really help kind of revitalize this Astros farm system, and they need it. They don't have much coming. They don't have that next core of awaiting in the wings to help this championship contention. So my bold prediction is that Kyle Tucker is not an Astro in 2025.
If a Tucker trade goes down, the sequence of this thing is what fascinates me. So that's Chandler Rome, who covers the Astros. He's pretty plugged in. And he thinks that there's a Tucker trade coming. That's his bold prediction. That a trade nobody would have seen coming. Certainly something that's been, a lot of chatter about since the offseason started. The sequence of this is what's fascinating. Because if you're Alex Bregman and the Astros trade Kyle Tucker for a bunch of prospects, but then they come to you and say, hey, we'll match we'll pay you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
They trade Tucker, but they up their offer to Bregman. What do you think Bregman does? You think Bregman comes back to a team that makes... That's a rebuilding move if you're trading Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, do you sign on for that?
That's
a
step backwards move.
That's a big step backwards. This is the problem, too. The one-year rentals, they don't get the Godfather deal that you're hoping for. I mean, it's almost just what – and now maybe they do. I was fumbling around on Reddit trying to find the best package for a one-year rental. This is my optimism, my hope right now. Bartolo Colon traded to the Expos. The
that's
Cleveland
research.
Received Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and Grady Sizemore. All right, give me that deal.
Okay.
Give me that deal.
I recognize
maybe
those names.
Yeah. But he's a one-year rental, so it's more likely that if they trade Kyle Tucker, it's not because they get a Godfather deal, it's because they accept the inevitable, which is that they're not going to try to retain.
Yeah.
They won't be able to retain Kyle Tucker next year in free agency.
I think the hope is that whoever you trade him to is open to giving him the big deal. That it comes with the contract, and then that maybe that certainty of keeping him ups whatever the Astros can get. But man, it is it's popping right now out at those winter meetings. We'll see what happens with Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, and the whole thing. But Chandler Rome predicting a deal. All right,
I like Reddit, by the way. They're going to make Reddit one of my more go-to, it's not even social media, I guess, one of my more go-to websites.
It's like an old message board system, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like they're the one lingering message board that does it really, really well.
Yeah.
Kudos to them.
Good job,
Reddit. Good
job.
It'd be like if there was a newspaper out there still just crushing it in
right.
their circulation.
There's got to be somewhere, right? There's still one Blockbuster left, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
All right, Azeez Alshire, we've hashed this whole thing out about sliding and was it a dirty hit, blah, blah, blah.
Never heard of him.
Aaron Rodgers commented on this yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, and this more, to me, illustrated exactly what the Texans are going to be missing here over the next three games. We'll take a listen to that and a whole lot more. We'll do headlines a little later on this hour as well.